This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Taking a look at the issues surrounding the health and well-being of our LGBTIQ+ communities. This is Well, 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 brought to you by the team from Thorn Harbour Health on Joy and the Community Radio Network.
Here on Well, 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 we delve into the issues impacting and surrounding the health and well-being of our gender, sex and sexuality diverse communities. I'm your host, Jack Ranjanan, and this week on the show, we're heading to Adelaide in light of SAMHSA's new workshop series. Positive Ageing for Positive People aims to support people 45 years and older living with HIV in developing skills, social connections and self-empowerment, which are integral to ageing well. The project is supported by a Positive Ageing Fellowship grant from the Office for Ageing Well. One of the workshops will be facilitated by Jana Norman from Deakin University, who will be working with participants to explore mindfulness, self-reflection and journaling. They join us later on the show too. That's all coming up this week on Well, Well, Well.
You're getting well, well, well with the team from Thorn Harbour Health.
I'm Jana Norman. I'm a researcher mostly in environmental humanities. So a lot of my research has to do with who are we as human beings and who are we as human beings in the natural environment. And what difference does that make in terms of some of the big issues like climate change and, how human beings operate as part of the planet and part of nature.
How did you come to, I suppose, work in that field or have a keen interest in that field?
Oh, I've just always been interested. I used to be a park ranger way back in the day before I took another turn and did something else for a first career. But I think nature's always been a part of my life in terms of it is whether it's a beach or a forest or that's the space in which I love living in urban environments, but I recreate and restore my sense of self and get my energies back by being in nature. So I guess that's sort of the background of it. It's very personal. Mm-hmm. But I've found a way to kind of make that my academic research work as well. So
I guess you're currently... there is a plan for you to help with SAMHSA's Positive Ageing for Positive People workshop series and speaking a little bit about journaling. I guess, how does that tie into some of the work that you do in the space and your, I guess, personal experience as well as someone who's journaled for a number of years?
Yeah, well, I think the tie-in is around that notion of how do we restore our energies? How do we become who we most are? I know that sounds a bit vague, but you can just get through the day on busyness and go from one thing to the next. But I'm looking for, and journaling, being in nature, there are all kinds of practices that support this, art, being with friends. It's about restoring our energies, really. I was just reading last night about social isolation and how it not only has psychological effects, it's not good for human beings to be isolated, but it also has physical effects. With these ideas that just keeping going depletes us, social isolation depletes us. And somewhere in the middle of all that is this sweet spot where we can go into ourselves and get to know ourselves and restore ourselves through practices like journaling.
Does journaling, and I suppose the self-reflection that comes from journaling, how does that, I guess, change that process or add value to that process or change who we are, really?
Yeah, I guess for me, meaning doesn't just come by. Meaningfulness in our lives is something you actually have to cultivate. So that's where that sense of just staying busy, you can still end up at the end of the day without a real sense of connection to self or to a sense of belonging or a sense of meaningfulness. And so journaling is a practice that helps you tap into what is really meaningful for you, so that the things that you're busy about all through the day have these extra dimensions. It isn't just about getting through the day. It's about getting through the day according to your own values, according to what matters to you, and according to what you feel contributes beyond yourself as well. Like, that's an interesting thing about journaling, is it's really introspective. You're thinking about who am I, what am I, what are my values, what motivates me. But the exciting thing for me is the deeper we know ourselves, the more we extend ourselves beyond the self, the more we have to give, to draw on, to participate in the world in a really active and meaningful way.
Was that an experience that you had that you found that through Yes. more regular or more deliberate, I suppose, reflection, that made a significant difference in your personal experience?
Absolutely. How I got started was, and this is decades ago, reading The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, which is a great book about not so much being an artist. I would never say, oh, I'm an artist, because I don't have a specific practice in visual arts or media, anything like that. So that's not really it, but it's about unlocking your own creativity. And so much of that has to do with drawing from what's meaningful to you and what your values are. But anyway, in The Artist's Way, the recommendation is this thing called morning pages. And it's like the easiest entry-level form of journaling you can do. You get up, you make your coffee or whatever, and you just get 3 pages of paper. They don't have to be, like, I use the backside of printed paper, you know, get a credit card bill and there's one blank page in the end, I use that or whatever. And you just write either for 3 pages or for 20 minutes. And you're not writing to an audience, you're just writing. It's a bit of a brain dump, you know, you might have dreams. I do a lot of dream journaling. And there are things you can build into it, but the idea with morning pages is you just clear the way. So there's that sense in which, yes, you're adding value and meaning with some of the prompts you can add in and the questions that help you go deeper into your experiences, but there's also just clearing house, you know? Come into the day without all the worries, whatever sort of accumulated or what you've woken up to, if the first thing you do is just clear the decks a little bit, then I think it gives a lot of, set you up for the day. What Cameron's doing with it is it's about clearing the way to give space for creativity.
Yeah.
Whether that's being creative at your job or getting out the easels and the paintbrushes.
There are plenty of people that may well be living very, very busy lives and not necessarily feel they have the bandwidth or the state of mind to kind of shift into that. Is that an experience that either you or colleagues or friends have had of realizing that it would be difficult to try and incorporate that practice into your life? And were there any, I guess, tips, tricks, experiences that helped helped you make that change?
Definitely. I mean, I think about that resource, Atomic Habits. And one of the ideas is if you want to have some good habits in your life, and I do think there's so much value in journaling that it definitely goes in the good habit pile. One of the tricks or strategies to get these good habits into your life is to attach them to something else. So I said, when we were just talking a minute ago about morning pages, you make your cup of coffee and you sit down and write. Well, you're going to have your cup of coffee. Can you squeeze out 5 minutes while you're having the coffee? So it's not a thing you add in necessarily, although the stopping and having the coffee, like having the coffee, doing your makeup, taking out the dog, whatever, you know, that's a thing too. But you could maybe have the coffee and do this. And you don't have to give it much thought either. There isn't a lot of preparation. You don't even, from the example of morning pages, you don't even have to buy special notebooks. One of the pleasures is you can buy special notebooks, special pencils. You can gear up. And that can be a source of motivation to do the practice. I don't mind an office supply store myself. And through journaling, I get to go to art supply stores too with a sense of I belong there and it's valid for me to go. I skip the whole paint aisle and I go for the really interesting pencils and pencil sharpeners.
The workshop series itself that we're kind of speaking about around positive aging for positive people is around South Australian people living with HIV, I believe it's over the age of 55. I guess if you've put much thought towards this so far, how you feel it may make a positive impact on the lives of, this applies to the LGBTIQ plus communities as well, to communities that may have had maybe let's say difficulty in building some of those good habits or breaking out of that social isolation in any kind of way. How do you feel like it will make a positive impact on positive people as part of that workshop?
Well, there's a real sort of baseline to an impact that I think it can have. I was reading recently some research that suggests we have about 50,000 thoughts a day. About half of them are negative. About 90% of them are just a repeat of what we thought yesterday and the day before or whatever. So particularly for people who are interested in positive aging and living with challenges, particularly chronic health challenges or chronic health concerns. Maybe things aren't actively challenging, but they're I have rheumatoid arthritis and my life lives within that context all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to shift around. It's going to bring different challenges. It's something that I don't know the next steps to. But I definitely want to live as positively and as richly as I can now in every day, whatever the circumstances. So for me, journaling is a practice that helps me pay a little bit of attention to those thoughts and think about how I might want to have different thoughts. So there's a couple of ways that I can just write down, what are the five things that I know for sure I repeated? You know, I went on that loop yesterday. What are those five things? That's interesting. Well, what do I notice about what those thoughts are about? And then what would I like today's thoughts to be about? It can be as simple as that. Another way that I think about journaling is it's sort of, I talked about it in the terms of having it with your morning coffee, but I guess I want to really put it over into a different part of a morning routine, the routine where you do get ready to go out and be a part of the world. And just like you would have a shower or put on an outfit that made you feel a bit more confident or whatever, this is sort of an interior prep for going out into the world. It gives you a chance to get yourself together a little bit before you go out. To go back to your question around what do I think is particular in it for LGBTQI people, I'm speaking as a queer person myself, I'm looking for a space to reflect on some of the extra challenges. Being out and about in the world is a lot of presentation. There's a lot of self-surveillance. There's a lot of pressure about thinking about how will I be received and perceived in the world. And if I can develop some practices that help me stick with what I know about myself, what I want to bring into the world, regardless of how it's received or perceived, that's strengthening for me personally and adds value and gets me out of the house, actually. Because there are plenty of times where it's a bit much. you know, or there's particular places I need to go to that I will feel isolated, because there's social isolation and then there's isolation in a crowd.
Yes.
And so I want to know that I'm bringing somebody with me who gets me.
Yeah.
And if that somebody just happens to just be me, that's going to be enough for today.
We're talking, I guess, a little more about bringing the practice of journaling more regularly into your life, mm-hmm. and ways that you can, different ways that you can incorporate it, ways to kind of frame it within having it as part of an existing routine or building new routines. I guess as someone who's been journaling for a little bit longer, what have been some of the realizations or evolutions in that practice for you? You know, I'm not going to say how many, but a number of years, you know, after starting that practice.
Mm-hmm. Some of the ways that I've expanded the practice include doing it outside of the daily thing. And there's lots of fun things that are possible. But when there are particular points in my life, I mean, it could be as simple as, well, the new year's coming up and everyone likes to at least give some thought to a new year's resolution, or here's sort of a line in the sand and what am I going to be that's different on the other side of that line. So doing some things that are a bit more creative with it. One of the, you've probably heard of vision boards, and sometimes they get, some of the things that I've heard and read about vision boards is that it can be, it's some sort of magic ticket if you just put your intentions out there and you put it all in a pretty thing and you'll get that. Well, or vision boards could be, what would I like my life to be about in the next year, or around this significant birthday, I'm going to sit down and do a little bit extra around these things. And then you go to the op shop, get a stack of old magazines, and go back to the office supply store, and get some really fun glue sticks that come in all colors. And then just make up this thing. It's a form of journaling. Another practice that I enjoy in my life and that I facilitate is forest and nature therapy. So forest bathing, being out in nature and having a few prompts to help you really be present. And along with that comes nature journaling, which is for those who have the capacity for drawing. It's a glorious process of, you're not even necessarily thinking about yourself. This is a less introspective form of journaling, but you're, you can sit for 20 minutes on a park bench in a beautiful place and just draw what you see. And that process of connecting quietly and reflectively with the outside world, rather than the jangle of got to get to the next meeting and stuff, again, gives that sort of reset and restoration. So those are some extensions that I've put into play. But definitely around big life moments, big birthdays, New Year's, significant events, not just the difficult ones. Grief journaling is a very rich and meaningful practice, but so is gratitude journaling. That's another sort of style. You don't just have to do the brain dump. You don't have to do the super, you know, what am I all about? Yeah, exactly. It can be on the pitch of, look, I'm just going to write down five things I'm grateful for today. And then maybe a few days or a month or so down the track, look back on those and be like, wow, what a rich life. Or, wow, I noticed that the thing I'm most grateful for is dot, dot, dot. How can I rearrange my life and have more of that in it? So that's where it starts to, these become resources for yourself. It's like doing your own research on yourself. And these things, you can look back on them and be like, okay, I'm committed to positive aging. No matter what my circumstances, I'm going to develop these resource banks that are about me. Nobody knows me as well as I know me if I take the time to get to know me. So then I can start to move and get more of that in my life, because I noticed that I really get something from that.
If people want to, I guess, dive into journaling that may not necessarily be coming to, say, the workshop series, are there any resources or people that you would recommend they check out for more information?
Yeah, absolutely. I've already mentioned Julia Cameron, The Artist's Way. It's probably in its gazillionth edition or whatever. And there are groups you can Google. I'm sure there are local groups or online groups focused around The Artist's Way. So that's about exploring your creativity, but also just about how you live life creatively. So that's a great one, really solid, tried and true. And also just self-reflection, self-reflective practice, or other terms you can put in through in a search engine and find some good online things. The other thing I would say is just do it, you know, and whether you go to a news agent and you get an exercise book that you haven't seen for decades, and you can realign your relationship to exercise books.
Yep.
You know, it's not nobody's grading this. Just get a good pencil, or if you want to splash out and enjoy the experience of going to the art store, treat yourself, get something that's special and that tells you, I'm going to focus on me now. It's as simple as starting that way. And if writing isn't your thing, journal in the voice memo, talk to your favorite tree, you know. Self-reflection, we're talking about journaling, and that's, I think there is something really valuable, and I don't know the science behind this, but I bet there's research. There's something valuable about the tactile experience of writing.
Yeah.
I know for sure I remember things in my own research better if I write notes by hand. So there is something, there's a tactile relationship, and it makes it more real. And it tells you that I value who I am and I value what my future can hold by giving it this concrete
space.
Reality. Yeah, space and something concrete and writing. But it doesn't have to be writing. Self-reflection can be a practice that you can find your own way, your own points of entry.
Shana, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
From HIV to COVID-19, STIs and everything in between, you're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy and the Community Radio Network.
That's all for the show this week. Thank you so much for joining us. If you missed part of this episode or want to catch up on previous episodes, you can find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au/wellwellwell. If you have any questions or suggestion for topics for us to discuss, you can email us wellwellwell@joy.org.au. But that is it for this week. Thank you again so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to Well Well Well, supported by Thorn Harbour Health on Joy and the Community Radio Network. For more LGBTIQ+ health and wellbeing and much more, check out Thorn Harbour on social media at Thorn Harbour or via the website thornharbour.org.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.